Guardian Unlimited.
Sophie, I was going to say that it's a great pleasure to see your pavilion, but I'm not sure it is as a man, because if I'd written you a leaving letter,
yes,
would I want over 100 other women to analyse it?
No, I don't think you would like it.
But I think, in a way, you had a point, because the guy sent you an email rather than a handwritten letter.
No, this was not a problem, because we were used to have an email correspondence. So for me, email was not an aggressive way to send a letter. For me now, mails are letters. It was very written. I would have been shocked if it had been a text message saying ciao. But an email is a letter for me. That's why I call it the letter.
Has the man who wrote it seen any of the work that it has generated?
No, I think he received today the book, because it became a book. But since it's not in Venice and that the show opened today, I don't think he obviously has not seen the work on the wall. I think he received the book this morning.
And for you, to have the letter analysed by actresses, sexologists, dancers, crossword compilers, women of all kinds. Has it given you any insights into yourself?
No, because I was not doing this with that purpose. I first did it because I truly didn't know how to answer. And not knowing how to answer, it led me to that idea. But it was a natural path.
Everything you do seems to me to be about a relationship of some sort or another.
Not always.
Well, at least there's always the relationship with the spectator.
Okay.
There is always a relation. There's always some kind of exchange or a possibility of a dialogue that either happens or is thwarted or is somehow sabotaged in the work. As in many of your other pieces, reading this, I begin to imagine this other character with whom we don't see, who is the writer. And one has an imaginary author of the letter. I wonder if that's important for you, the way the spectator is kind of becomes engaged.
Yes, it's important. It's also, the subject are banal, you know. Everybody has received a breakup letter or love letter or whatever. This is why also I ask women to respond on a professional aspect and not as women having received a letter. Obviously, both things mixed at some point, but I wanted them to answer with their own vocabulary and not only as a betrayed woman or bitter woman or whatever. And I think it's not the case. They all played the game.
Marvelously, some are hilarious, wonderful, and others are very touching and sad. How did you compile your list of, the famous actors and actresses? And
I wanted to have a kind of éventail, actresses and singers. I did it because of Venice. Initially, it was mainly intellectual writers. Then I realized that in Venice, the public being international, I would have trouble with language, and I needed to do something more easy to understand, so it was actresses, singers, or without text, like dancers, but always being in the same world, which is a woman used to interpret in all senses.
Yeah, because some of them are silent. I mean, some of the dances are
dancers,
without sound
the
at
all. The magician is silent, the woman that shots 3 times on the word love in the letters. But this was a way to adapt a little to the Venetian situation.
So it's pragmatic, apart from anything.
Absolutely. It's pragmatic, but in the same time, it works with the idea. So let's say that this necessity, in the same time, was not betraying the idea.
I'm intrigued by the fact that you placed an advert asking for a curator, and the artist Daniel Buren graciously decided that he would do it. Why did he need a curator?
It's not that I needed a curator. And actually, I thought when I put the ad that if there was no interesting answers, I would do it without a curator. But I need an ally. So, but if I had not found a good ally, I would have done it by myself. But the rule of the game in the French pavilion is that you, the artist, choose a curator. Yeah. So that's the rule of the game. I just played it. Then, since I could not find one, I could not choose one, let's say, I decided to put that ad because it was also my reality, not being able to choose. And it was more, yes. And when I got Daniel Buren's answer, I immediately saw the potential it had, because he's much stronger in front of a wall than I am. I am better with the ID, putting together the ID. Then when comes the step of the wall, I'm much more lost. It's not my strength. And it is Daniel's strength. So I immediately saw that in with him I could have somebody I trusted that was really good in what I am not, and that would be an ally. And also choosing an artist seemed for me very natural. When I do any work, I go and see my friend's artist to ask them what they think. You know, I need the artist critic more than anything else. So everything was at once under Daniel's name. And what's happened proved I was right, because he's been amazing.
I mean, he's best known as a kind of installationist. And
well, so he helped me a lot, like the transformation of the pavilion is its ID. I mean, he helped me more than a lot.
I think that's one of the great things about the show, really, is how it flows and how we keep coming across the same things again, but in different contexts, and films, photographs, texts, and so forth. It's an awful lot to put out. You think about the spectator a lot, but there's an awful lot going on. You need to spend some hours, really, to...
Yeah. Yes, you do. What can I say?
It's not my fault.
My fault. You need to spend many hours, but you can always come back.
That would be the best, I think. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Okay.
Guardian Unlimited.